This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe Lacob has a stadium now. He put the money down. Yep. Yes, the city of San Francisco did work with him, but he also met them halfway. To make a deal, you got to put a little money down.
Bought
and
the
Fisher's
land.
Never been willing to put money down. Yeah. I'm not saying Libby Schaff and whoever the different mayors are right. aren't culpable
Shang-Tao.
To a degree,
Shang-Tao.
But I will defend them. John Fisher has never been dealing in good faith.
Never.
I mean,
never, ever, 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 ever. Joe Lacob bought the land for Chase Center. Joe Lacob, a company, he bought that land from Salesforce people. But, you know, he brought up, like, you know, these other cities, and they've lost teams. Like, Houston had lost the Oilers. Cleveland lost the Browns.
The Bud Adams?
Bud Adams.
Yeah.
The Adams family moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, Art Modell moving
Art
Cleveland.
Art Modell, yes.
Jim Irsay's father had moved the Colts from Baltimore to Indianapolis in the middle of the night. And Baltimore lost a team.
Seattle Supersonics.
Supersonics left to Oklahoma City.
I still can't believe that.
Yeah, right? And those cities, though, and Seattle is probably going to get a team in the NBA. That's in the works.
Yeah. And that Houston, owner just wanted to leave.
Right. He just wanted. Houston got another football team, the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns were reborn in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Baltimore has the Ravens. Indianapolis has the Colts. The sad part of what's happening to Oakland is there is no talk whatsoever about pro sports returning to Oakland, California.
Not even on
the radar. With those other cities, it was like, hey, man, this city may get a team. Oakland's not even on the radar.
Well, here's what I would say to you. I never thought Oklahoma City could get a team, and an owner was like, I am going to Oklahoma
right.
City because that's where I want to be or whatever.
Yep.
Maybe it could happen. I'm not going to say never.
I'm not going to say never.
Because you never know.
There's no chatter about it whatsoever.
Of course there's no chatter about it because all of these other people in Major League Baseball, for whatever reason, are like, yeah John Fisher's going to do what he does because I don't want anyone looking into my business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Arizona Diamondbacks were trying to fleece the city of Phoenix and Scottsdale and all those different places for a new stadium.
Yep.
This is nothing new.
No,
this is what they do.
This is what they do.
Here's my personal opinion is that if you're going to have, and I don't even like the Santa Clara setup. The Niners don't own the stadium. The Santa Clara Joint Authority owns the stadium, okay?
Right.
The Giants got a bunch of good land, free land, that was completely devalued, and really, if you look back on it, like, the city kind of whiffed on the valuation of it because they didn't know what it would become after 30 years or whatever. But I'll ask you this. The amount that the city of San Francisco gave up to the Giants has actually helped them in the long run, even though on the front end, they probably gave them a sweetheart deal.
No doubt.
The whole city was revitalized in that part of the town.
That town looks completely... It's like a different city.
Exactly.
It's like a little mini city down there now.
But
down
the when Giants you had the money to put down
they
and put
it.
Shovels in the ground.
They fronted it. No
you know?
Doubt
and,
about
and
it.
And the city of San Francisco also did infrastructure. Well, I'm not saying that these may... I don't love politicians at all, any of them. But to say it's Libby Schaff's fault or this person's fault, okay, to a degree. But it's more the people, if you want a deal done, you put money down. It costs to play.
You know, you reinvest. And
exactly.
John Fisher is obviously has never reinvested to the Oakland A's. This is why we're at this point today where the A's are playing their last regular season game at the Oakland Coliseum. I'm seeing photos from all these A's fans. So let's look at the seats. Look at spider webs crawling all over your cup holders. Look at the outfield. Look at the concession stands. The parking lot. The scoreboards. The video boards. Everything about it. This guy's let that stadium just die. And I remember doing it. So when the Raiders, they had a Thursday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs where they wore all whites and they won where there was like a bunch of penalties there. And I'm doing a show with Greg Papa. And it's during the break. And we're sitting there and we're kind of looking around and Pop just goes, look at what they've done to the stadium. Look at what they've let happen to the stadium. Look at this. Look at this. One elevator for press and media and all that stuff. And it takes all day. The ice machine doesn't work. The popcorn is stale. But he just looked around and he goes, my God. Look at what they've let the stadium become.
It's a rundown.
It was a crown jewel.
Whatever home in your neighborhood is the most rundown, right. And they haven't touched the paint. They have cracked the foundation. They just don't care. There's five cars in the driveway, all on boxes. Yeah, they've allowed it to just completely die on the vine. And it's a business strategy to prove how bad it is.
Yep.
It's not because, you know, they're literally doing it on purpose. That's the part that's it's sadistic. It's a play to get out.
No doubt about it.
And then they're like, see, now fans aren't coming. It's like, why would they come?
Well, why would they come? And the A's fans have done right by not going to support that product. Why would you? Now, it's not fair to the players that are playing in front of nobody, but the players understand. They understand. But here's the crazy part about John Fisher. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HG1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. He doesn't even give a damn about his reputation. Like, this guy does not.
No.
He cannot, I guarantee you, he cannot walk the streets of the Bay Area at all without somebody throwing something at him or calling him a bad name or whatnot. But the guy literally doesn't care, because if he did care, John Fisher could be a god. He could have been, we could have been talking about him like we talk about Joe Lacob, right? Wow, he bit the stadium in Oakland. He's got the fans back in Oakland. He reinvested. All he had to do was reinvest into the organization. And he would have been a god out there in Oakland, California. He would have been eating for free in Oakland for the rest of his life. And he just did not care. Like, you got an owner who just does not care. This is literally Major League Baseball, the movie. It's literally the movie.
Bonte, the skyline views, pick wherever they want to put it.
Right.
You want to go at the Oakland Coliseum, fine. You want to go downtown, fine. Like, wherever, okay? The weather is better. In and out is easier. We all agree, right? Like,
the ingress,
freeway access, BART access easier, and you're tapping in to the gobs of money in the Oakland Hills and in Walnut Creek and in Danville and all those other surrounding suburbs. Like, it's
Livermore.
It's just significantly easier if you're already on the East Bay to go to a game in that area, and the conditions around it are better. It's inarguable.
We had Terry Steinbach on, and we'll get back out to the lines in just a second.
And I'm saying this as a city guy.
We had Terry Steinbach on, and I was looking at the attendance from the 89 team, or the 90 team, the year after the World Series.
Well, they have 4 million fans?
2.9 million came through those turnstiles. So that's why we would always argue about whether or not this could be a two baseball team market. And I look at what the White Sox and Cubs are doing. White Sox don't get fans. There's two teams in Chicago. You got two teams in New York. You got two teams in L.A. The Angels stink. There's not a doubt in my mind that two baseball teams could work in the Bay Area if you had a legit owner who's committed to his own damn product. There's no doubt that East Bay, they would have got 32,000 easy a night. Easy.
And I believe competition breeds excellence.
Yep.
Like, that's just what I believe, you know, in the Harbaugh way, iron sharpens iron.
So, you know, now the Giants haven't taken advantage, really, of the situation the A's are going in, because look at the way Farhan Zaidi's run the team, which is another whiff. But today's not about the Giants. It's all about the Oakland Athletics and what's going on with A's fans. Let's squeeze in a call before the break. Let's go to Eddie and Hayward. Eddie, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, this is Eddie and Hayward. Just wanted to check in about the A's. It's super emotional. I remember going to the game as a kid. Me and my uncle, my brother, every weekend. I grew up in the 80s, so I remember the 86, 87, 88, Rookie of the Year, Canseco, McGuire, Walt Weiss.
Wow.
89 World Series, championship. I remember that whole starting lineup. Terry Steinbach catching, Dave Stewart throwing to him. McGuire first, Mike Gallego at second, Walt Weiss is short, Connie Lance for the third, and we had Dave Parker, Dave Henderson, and Ricky in the outfield. Those are just great times. The A's are the team that got me hooked on sports. I'm a diehard Niner fan, diehard A's fan, but it's going to be tough. But, yeah, man, I'm at work right now over at Golden State Material Handling. But, yeah, my boss, nice enough to let me clock out in a few minutes. About to go meet up with my brother and do the whole BART experience one last time.
Wow.
Take the train over to the game.
Soak it in.
Soak it in. Eddie, keep your chin up, man. I know it's tough out there. I'm hugging you through the phone right now. Let's go to Brian and Martinez before we break. By the way, Shooty Babbitt's going to join us at 9:30. Shooty Babbitt, NBC Sports California, longtime Major League Baseball scout, played with the Oakland A's. I love Shooty. We love Shooty. He's a roaster as well, so we'll get him on at 9:30. Brian and Martinez, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bonte? What's up, Jackie?
What's up, man?
I'm calling because I signed up for this game to get the Coliseum little, giveaway. And the way they're doing it, they're saying you got to leave the game to get the replica.
It's always something.
They don't want us angry fans in the stadium after the game.
It's unbelievable.
This guy is unreal. Is that serious?
Keep cooking.
You have to leave this.
It's one last asking you from John Fisher.
It's unbelievable.
Is he going to be there today?
No, there's absolutely no chance. There's absolutely no chance.
What a coward.
This is the biggest coward in sports history.
Remember when we had Dave Cavill on?
Oh, I'll never forget that interview.
Where's that weasel at?
Hey, Dave. We were asked him. Hey, Dave. Is there any chance John Fisher would come out and speak? Well, you know, I got to tell you guys, man, there's this great promotion rooted in Oakland. God. I was just like, this guy.
Remember,
but you know what, though? I'm not going to say their names, but the year North Carolina won a championship against Gonzaga in the Final Four, I remember watching it with a group of friends, very dear to my heart. I'm not even going to put them up, their business out there like that. But that weekend, they had told me, I think this is like 2018, maybe 2017, whatever it was. They brought up Dave Cavill. And they had business with Dave Cavill. And business plan went down the drain because Dave Cavill did some Weasley type of thing. Like, just like, and these are the nicest people in the world. It's like, yo, Dave Cavill, they don't say a bad word about anybody. So the fact that they went out of their way to bring up Dave Cavill and how much he, and this is a business that had nothing to do with sports. And they think about the earthquake deal and they're begging for a stadium.
I don't even want to hear it.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even want to hear it.
Dave Cavill, so when he became this A's guy, the spokesman, and he starts dumping Giants hats to get A's hat, oh, we got nine championships in there, right? And he's talking his stuff. And then we had him on, and I was like, this guy is what my friends told me he was.
A weasel.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
An absolute weasel. So yeah, he's ducked. Where's he been at?
Has anyone heard from him in months?
By the way, the A's are so phony, their organization. Haven't they cut off all the replies to their tweets this season?
All year?
Well, you
can still quote tweet it. You just can't reply.
You can't reply.
They just did a goodbye video, I think, too, recently. We can talk about it on the other side. Shooty Babbitt at
9:30. No way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's terrible, man. Mike, Nishi, Dylan, Tom, John, we're going to get to you before we get to Shooty Babbitt at 9:30. This is your show. We didn't know we were going to do this. We're going to talk Patriots and Niners. We'll push that back to tomorrow. We're going to get into Steve Kerr's conversation with Tim Kawakami, but it's your day. It's your day, A's fans, and I wish we did this a lot more. We should have discussed you a lot more, but it's your day, and we're all hugging you through the phone because today is going to be heartbreaking for a lot of A's fans out there. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
No matter what happens today, I'm sure Cool in the Game will be playing loud over those speakers after the final pitch at the Coliseum and what may be the last Major League Baseball game ever in Oakland, California. Today, I'll host the Texas Rangers, but the result, the win, loss, doesn't even matter. Just want A's fans to go down memory lane one last time, and hopefully you get to enjoy it. I know there will be a lot of tears shed. There will be a lot of seats ripped out the concrete. There's going to be sell the team chants. There's going to be FU Fisher chants, FU Cavill chants. There's going to be all that stuff. But hopefully you're able to, I can't even tell A's fans how to, who the hell am I to tell A's fans how to feel after today, man? I feel, you know, I see a text right here from the Xfinity Mobile text line. I shouldn't read it, but I will. Because you get fans like this who are bitter at the wrong people. Vontae Shasky, please stop acting like you care about the A's. All you guys have done is laughed at them over the years. We don't need your sympathy now. Well, I'm giving you your sympathy because you do need it. And I know when I first came to the station, we were an A's and Raiders station. And I embraced that. And I care to provide coverage to A's and Raiders fans. Unfortunately, there's bosses ahead of us who look at the business model and they look at numbers. And unfortunately, it didn't generate a lot of numbers. It is what it is. So upper management made a decision to pivot. I had to pivot with them. I want to work. I want to make a living for my family. I want to make some money. I want to be in this business. So unfortunately, we had to pivot. But don't come down our road today when we've given this platform. When, look, I'm telling you right now, I bet you upper man, not Nahegan, but upper management will probably be like, what are they doing? Because I understand, you know, what's going on in Oakland, California. You're losing a team. You're losing a team that was rooted in Oakland. You know, coming over from Kansas City, coming over from Philadelphia with the great history and the great players that played at the local Coliseum. So, you know, I do care about the psyche of a sports fan. I do care about what's going on in the city of Oakland. So, Rufus, that's an out-of-pocket text, man. That's an out-of-pocket text.
I would just say this, that this show, any show, we talk about what we think the audience wants to hear. And we get feedback and we do different algorithms. If the audience wanted to hear about Stanford lacrosse, we would be talking about Stanford lacrosse for 4 hours every single day. Right. Okay? You know what the audience does not want to hear about? Stanford lacrosse. I don't even know Stanford has a lacrosse team. I'm just saying that. Like, we don't talk a lot of Sharks on this show because the audience, the greater whole, doesn't want to talk a lot of Sharks on a day-to-day basis. Believe me when I say this, we tried to talk A's. We did. And we tried to fulfill our end of that deal, that partnership. Yeah. And part of being a partner is there's got to be reciprocation. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that the Oakland A's themselves didn't reciprocate back.
No.
And you know, the business model is real, and there's a business aspect to this. If there was a juice to the squeeze, we would absolutely be talking about that on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Today it's relevant, and you're an A's fan.
Well, no, and then to your point, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Joe. It's a great point. It goes back to the owner, though, reinvesting in the team and then keeping players.
Yep.
You keep the players, you pay to keep them. Guess what? You get more fans, and fans stick around. And then you build a fan base. And then they tune in, and then you get ratings. But if you continually bring up these guys to sell them, less and less fans get interested. Yeah. He's like, why should I do this again? Should I do this again? So it's actually a trickle-down thing. Like, so people can get mad at you and the station all you want. Oh, well, it goes back to the ownership.
I was in the midst of it. In the studio when they took out the equipment, and it came out with a tweet. It came out with a tweet 5 hours later saying, it's not us, it's you. No, it wasn't us. Because I remember I was working with Papa the Afternoon Delight. We get preempted by A's games, and the boss may be like, yo, it's better if you guys are on air because the ratings are so damn low, they're not registering. They're not. They're just not. And we tried. We tried with the Raiders. We tried. I ran, dude, spring training Giants games were getting 18 shares at one point. And A's regular season games were getting 1.5 shares. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, you got to make money. As a radio station, you don't want to be out of business. You got to pivot at some point.
Vontae.
And once the station pivoted, that's when the station really became successful. But I'm not trying to slander A's fans or the A's themselves. We tried. We tried. And so don't come at us with this crap, Rufus, about, oh, man, you guys are showing fake love. Nah, this is genuine, man.
Well,
I hear from Jose in San Jose. And those tears, and I hear from Corey and Castlemont, and I hear from 49er Tone, and those tears, I empathize for those people, man. I empathize for A's fans. Kyle Matthews, Joe Spadoni, right here, today's fan.
My buddy texting me right now, Art Tillis, who I played so much ball against for years. He says, I'm going to the game right now, and he's a huge A's fan, him and his daughters, and he's bringing his buddy Jay Rice, a great shortstop, already thinking about taking seats in dirt. I mean, these are diehard guys I played tons of ball against forever. Art's a great guy. And this is part of our community. There's an obligation on today to talk about it. And I would say today is one of, Joe, you've been working at this station since about the time I have. We used to do Oakland A's post games, you, me, and Townie, all of us as a crew. We've had more calls on the A's today than maybe at any point during the 2018 season, for example.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm giving you the honest truth.
Again, it goes back to ownership wanting to give a damn about the team and the fan base. Right. And the fan base finally got fed up to the point where you'd have the 5, 6, 7, 8 callers calling in after every single game, and that was it.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate, and there's only so much we can do about the station, and that's fine. If fans want to find something to blame and get angry at, you know what? I'll be the punching bag here at the station. Right. I'll be the punching bag. If that's what makes you feel better, that's fine.
Right.
But it's so much deeper than that, and it always goes back to ownership just giving a damn about the team.
Nope,
and if they gave a damn about the team, maybe have a new stadium, and then, yes, because I do believe if they gave a damn about it, maybe you would get a bigger fan base and ratings would be okay, because the Giants have been such dog poo the last 5, 6, 7 years.
I want more things to talk about.
Yes.
Spadoni, every day, you, me, Bonte, and Sam, we come in here. You know what we say? Every single day. Okay, how can we talk about Purdy and the Niners? Because that's what you, the audience, wants to hear in a unique way today, right? If there were other topics, please believe me. I swear to God, I swear to you, to my dad in heaven, I would bring you up if there were elements that were compelling.
We talked about Antonio Brown and the Raiders for 2 straight weeks during that whole saga.
I couldn't get enough of that.
No doubt. But when I first came here, obviously I was working with the voice of the Raiders. I was a diehard Niner fan. And 2 years in, I watched so many. I was missing Niner games. It was like, first of all, it's my job, but I got immersed into the Raider Nation. So I remember walking
the
black hole.
I
swear to God.
I remember walking. Lincoln Kennedy and Bonte Hill.
Well, I was walking out there. Lincoln Kennedy's my guy, bro. He used to bear hug me all the time.
I love that guy.
I miss Big Link.
Large man.
I would always ask him every interview, all right, what stogie do you got this week? And he would break down to Monte Cristo or Cuban, whatever. That's my thing. Kind of what I do with Baldy Flynn. All right, where you at this weekend? Where are you broadcasting from? That's my little, thing. But I would walk around to do videos before the game with Elena, who got to see at Stephen Langster's wedding, Linda Mazurkis. It was great to see her. And we walk over here in a black hole, they'd be like, Bonte, Niner fan, and like the gorilla would choke me, they'd beat me up a little bit. I was like, all right, you good now, you work with Pop, you good, you show us love or whatnot. So don't come at us with this crap about, oh man, you don't care about this and don't care about that. Because we tried, man. We really tried. And the owner, be mad at him for not investing into the organization. We all did liners for A's baseball.
All
I was walking the Coliseum doing liners there. Here, my liner. Hey, man, you're listening to Oakland A's baseball.
Saturday and Sunday mornings when I got my start, it was Cozumel on Saturday and either Rick Tittle or Michael Irvin on Sunday, right? And then I'd work during the week with Townie at night. And those guys loved the A's.
Yep.
And I would talk more A's than I would anything Giants, because the Giants weren't that good. And the A's were. And they were compelling. And we were partners. And look, I'm curious on this one, though, because I was thinking about this long and hard the last couple of days. Part of why the Raiders aren't here is the, like, I call it the good, the bad, the ugly stare down of who could use the land at the Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah.
As an A's and Raider fan, knowing everything we know now, do you feel like John Fisher actually screwed both teams and forced the Raiders' hand to move? Because I feel that way. I'm not a fan.
Did you hear Mark Davis last year?
Said that exactly.
When they were trying to make the A's, Mark Davis came out and said, "Do not do business with this guy. He's the reason why we're here." Like, remember that?
Mark Davis obviously is no saint in all this.
No doubt.
He's got his problems, obviously, but. Yeah, in hindsight, it feels like Mark Davis was speaking the truth when they were both here and Fisher was trying to squeeze them for everything. And I get from the Oakland side, though, there's more home games. Like, baseball in general,
it's
just a lot. So, like, I understood that. And then, obviously, the Raiders had already left to L.A. Then they came back. And then the Mount Davis screwing them for all that money. Like, I get it. The relationship was already torn more than the A's were. But in hindsight, it feels... it feels like we should have the Raiders here at the very least.
John's the bad guy.
John's the bad
guy. John's the bad guy. Yeah. Like, there's no other way. It's, guys, at the end of Scooby-Doo, when they rip the mask off of the villain, I'm like, oh my God, it's you, and I'm going to get you. It's John Fisher.
If Mark Davis is Darth Vader in this, John Fisher's the Emperor.
Absolutely. Wow.
Let's get Nishi into South Bay real quick before we get to Shooty Babbitt. Nishi, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, how you doing, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, just calling in to talk a little bit about the A's leaving town. You know, longtime Bay Area resident, used to go to games back in 2000. Clearly, I'm mad at management as well. John Fisher has done a horrible job since he bought the team. But, hey, you know, I got to go. Everyone, you know, they're calling in. Everyone's sad today, but, hey, nobody showed up. So.
It's always a douchebag.
It's just got, there's always,
it's always
got
to be a douchebag. Let's go to.
Sorry, Ace fans.
Yeah, that call wasn't good, man.
That was not nice.
I don't celebrate that. Call was not good. You need to contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net.
I mean, we haven't had one of those since Philadelphia.
I mean, but not only that, not only that though. As a Giant fan, who the hell am I to brag about anything?
Look at our roster. Exactly.
Look at our roster. My roster stinks.
I would trade rosters with the A's.
Excuse me. It doesn't stink. They've got some talent.
No, but I would trade rosters with them.
Who the hell are we? We're not going to the playoffs.
Mason Miller makes Camilo Duvall look so minuscule.
The season ticket holder base is diminishing by the second. By the second. Let's go to... Let's pick it up. Let's go to Elizabeth in Oakland. Elizabeth, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good.
I have been listening.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Listening to this station since it was country.
so original listener, and I listen every single day.
Thank you.
Huge A's fan. I am 45. I moved into Lafayette when I was 6, and the lady across the street had 6 boys, and she was so excited to have me. And we would cook and paint T-shirts, and she taught me to love the A's. We would watch it on like one of those big projection TVs in their garage. I would try and stand bow-legged like Dave Stewart and pitch, and she just really instilled the love of the A's in me since I was 6, and I'm really, really sad today. When I was in my like late, you know, 10 o'clock, 10, 11 years old, my dad used to give my brother and I $20 each, tell us to take Bart, go to the game, buy tickets in the bleachers. This was like late 80s, early 90s. It was an absolute wild time out there. Super annoyed at the ownership. Dave Pebble is, in fact, a weasel. We would go if there was something to watch.
Yep.
Super sad.
I'm really sorry.
Dave Stewart just tweeted out DSmoke34 on Twitter, and he's had to check some people over the last year about coming at him. But Smoke tweeted, "I appreciate you, my friend. This Dave's here, and I'll be honest, I don't know what to do with it, how to think. What I feel is hurt. A huge piece of my life is being transplanted to someplace else. This is not your fault, but it sure hurts to my core. I hope it's not the end of our relationship. Just our relationship as Oakland Athletics. I love you, Oakland Coliseum, and A's baseball." And so those tweets are going to come out. Those emotions are going to come out. And today's going to be a hard day. There's no doubt it's going to be a hard day. You can start to feel it right now as we get closer and closer to first pitch. And as fans have been lined up at the Coliseum since 6 in the morning, all the news stations are out there with cameras. This is a huge, huge story right here in our market, right here in our backyard. And you can start to feel the emotion. It's coming, and the tension is getting thick, and the anger is starting to rise, and the emotions are starting to thicken here, and the tears are starting to flow. It is going to be one hell of a day in Oakland, California, man, and it sucks. It really does suck. You can start to feel it, man. Dylan in Oakland. Dylan, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. Appreciate you catching strays from A's fans to do this segment. I understand the whole history, but appreciate you doing this. The thing I wanted to say is the biggest thing for me going to a game is just that first sight of the green. And, you know, we just have a famously good field. Even Bruce Bochy shouted it out when someone asked him about the last stand here. And I know that the head groundskeeper, Clay Wood, never did a lot of designs or anything, but when he burned that Thank You Oakland in and I saw that last night, it just man, it's a shame. And I know they made some noise about, you know, they're going to take care of employees. I would wonder if you guys could research and found out what kind of severance they got. I know that the Aramark employees are currently getting completely shafted. And that's just a huge community of people who work so hard out there who are just out of a job. And yeah, you know, they're going to turf. I don't think Claywood's going up to Sacto. I don't think he's going to Vegas.
Damn.
So, you know, your point about the grass at Oakland, I'm a sick individual when it comes to these things. I love specific grasses. Like, certain turfs just look a certain way to me,
like,
and I live for
grass.
They're just, the Giants never mow any designs in their grass, which is fine. That's their prerogative.
Right.
The way the Oakland grass has always looked, with all the lines and the infield and the outfield, and the outfield sometimes would have one design or three designs, or and it would have different insignias. And it always looked like the best grass in baseball. Well, always.
Candlestick would have the different grass, and I love the way they did it at Candlestick Park, but that was something in baseball. Where you look at all the fields, what was the patterns in the grass? What did their grass look like?
Yes.
That goes with the stadium. Same thing with football fields. When we think about the grass, and you guys always laugh at me when I say, eat the grass, eat the grass. But I'm a sucker for good fields. I'm a sucker for good turfs, good designs on the field. That's why the red paint in the end zones during the playoffs for 49er games, it means a lot to me.
100%.
The saloon font with the red paint. It's like, oh my God, the red end zones. And people are like, you're a sicko. What is wrong with you? It's like, I love good manicured fields. I do. It means something. So the Oakland Coliseum grass is always on point. always on point. Let's go to.
I don't know what's going on with the employees. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs. What do you think is going to happen?
A lot of people are going to lose their jobs.
I know it sucks.
I see 925 here, and I think this is true. It's the mobile text line. These employees are getting no severance or getting no health care package. Not. They're not getting any opportunities. Just going to Sacramento. So a lot of people are losing jobs. That's the other part. The economy around that area. It's just unbelievable what John Fisher's done.
For an area that's already like struggling,
yeah,
this isn't helping.
No,
you think he cares?
Not at all. John Fisher doesn't give a damn. He just wrote that letter to A's fans. By the way, we haven't played this at all. Before we get down to the lines, Larry Beal on the reality of John Fisher's lame ass statement.
You heard Fisher's statement. Let me tell you what reality is, okay, John. You tried 5 different, extremely flawed stadium proposals. You never got even close to a shovel in the ground. Yes, Oakland politics is often a mess. I will give you that. But, John, you surround yourself with incompetent yes men. And because you were born into a billionaire family, apparently never learned you have to spend money to make money. See Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors, your buddy, who still wants to buy the team. John, you're a serial penny pincher. You've destroyed your family's great name and legacy because of your cheapness. As for the statement about loyal A's fans, quote, I wish I could speak to each and every one of you individually, end quote. Seriously? John, we've been trying to interview you for years, but you always choose to remain invisible unless you're begging politicians for public funding. And then you're out in front in Las Vegas.
All right, so that's Larry Beal, ABC7, longtime sports anchor at ABC7. I love Larry, man. Of course, he was at ESPN for a little bit. Here's Larry Beal, though. He's saying there may be a glimmer of hope for A's fans.
There's one glimmer of hope. They're going to supposedly play 3 years in Sacramento.
Right.
If other owners and the Players Association had any spine at all, they would say, no, 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 we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. We have yet to see a real financing plan for the A's stadium in Las Vegas.
Right.
We're still waiting. Vegas is still waiting. They don't have one. Yes, 18 years, they've tried, and they've screwed it up every time. I don't know that that's going to change. I would love to see another massive failure by this ownership group, and then maybe Major League Baseball would force a sale to somebody locally. And there's a bunch of groups. Don't listen to anybody that says there's no fan base or there's no money in Oakland. That's total nonsense. I can go call 3 billionaires right now that would buy the team. Okay?
Well, that's a flex. I don't think that's a flex. Larry said, I could call it. I believe Larry. He probably could call 3 billionaires.
There's 748 billionaires in America currently.
But how many
are in Northern California?
Probably I don't know.
Chunk.
That's a great question.
Probably a big chunk.
Benioff.
We got one right down the street in Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Lacob, to his point about Joe Lacob buying the team, we've had Joe Lacob in the studio many, many times.
He's got standing offers for multiple teams.
But even last year at Media Day, we're talking.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
And he won't sugarcoat the fact that, yes, he was interested in buying the Oakland Athletics. And his imagination was running wild on the things he could do with the Oakland Athletics. I mean, John Fisher really jumped. Again, I go back to, he could have been, if he just got the damn stadium done, like Larry said, invest in it, spend money to make money. We're talking about John Fisher in a totally different way. All A's fans wanted was their own home and to keep their own players and keep a jersey for a couple years with the same player name on the back of the jersey. Instead, you got to get a blank jersey because you never know who's in and out.
Think about where we were 15, 20 years ago and how everyone felt about the DeBartolos, the Yorks, yep. Chris Cohan. John Fisher, unequivocally, worst owner in Northern California history, right?
It's not even close. He may be the worst owner in pro sports history.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about the history
that's
of sports. Some bad, bad owners.
That's what I'm saying.
John Fisher's on that list.
Yes, I know.
The Bay Area, hands down, not even close. Not even close.
And again, when you contextualize it with, it does feel like because of him, the Raiders were forced. And then there's a variety of reasons, but he had a big part in that.
No doubt he had a big part in that. Let's go to the lines here. Look at everybody. Shooty's not picking up, so maybe Shooty could join Stiney Guru or something.
Yeah.
Let's get to the lines.
I love that you allow them to have.
You know, I am the king around here. John in Castro Valley, what's happening? Like that? Mr. Bonte?
Clean it up, Bonte.
What's up, John?
What's up, John?
John going once, going twice. He gone. Let's go to Danny in Oakland. Danny, what's happening?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's up, brothers? I appreciate y'all talking a little bit about the business and how 95.7 shifted away, because that's been kind of an untalked about thing. But what I wanted to say to y'all is I grew up in the city like y'all around the same time. I think I'm maybe a couple of years older than y'all. And I moved to Oakland about 8-10 years ago. And I went to games at the Coliseum as a kid because it was the nicest stadium in the Bay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You go out there, it'd be warm. There's the Bash Brothers. It was beautiful. It was great. It was a nice experience. It was the bougie experience. The Candlestick was cold and nasty. When I moved over here, and I'd always go to games, but when I moved over here, started raising my kids here, the Oakland Coliseum, I know that they've disinvested, but the experience as a human being of community, you look around and you can talk to anyone. It's where Oakland meets. Everyone, it's the friendliest place in Oakland. When they play, you know, Feel Myself or Blow the Whistle and the whole stadium, it bumps. That sound system bumps like no other system. And to last night I was at the game and I looked around and I thought, man, their society is telling us that we're not good enough. This isn't good enough. That this has no value, market value. And I'm like, there's a lot of fans. I talk to Oakland natives all the time that have protested. They're not going back, so on and so forth. And I completely respect that. But for the people who have still been coming out, despite everything, there is no better experience in Major League Baseball where you can, it's like the 80s and 90s. You wake up, oh, it's a nice day. I'll text my brother. You want to roll to the game? Cool. Grab my son. 15 minutes. Park in the bar parking lot. People are out there. There's music bumping. You want a beer? You go into the stadium. You could probably sneak in a beer if you know how to do it. And then you're in this place that it's diverse. It's the last old school Bay Area mega location.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that is killing me, is that there's still not space for something like that in the Bay. Because I know y'all can relate to that.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't really exist in San Francisco anymore. It doesn't exist at Chase. That doesn't exist at whatever it's called, Pac Bell or whatever.
No.
And so that I just hope people, San Franciscans especially, know, like, there's joy. There's love in the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate y'all.
Well, you know, it's a great point. And one of our buddies who's an Oakland resident, our buddy Bram, this is his, I think this is a great quote.
Warriors Huddle. Bram, host of Warriors Huddle Pod. We gotta get Bram on, man. My bad, Bram.
John Fisher, not being willing to build a stadium in Oakland is like somebody in the middle of the gold rush not willing to pick up gold. He's surrounded by money and extremely passionate fans who want to pour their heart into this team, but he's not willing to put in the work to collect it.
Nope.
And then there's another part of it I can't say on air, but it's really well said.
Now, Bram lives in Oakland, went to Skyline High School, and, you know, he takes me to Giants games. He's taking you to Giants games. Bram knows all about Oakland, and, you know, Bram's a smart individual.
He really
is. I won't say that on his podcast on the Warriors Huddle. I'll just tell him, like, Bram, you stink. But no, he's a smart individual, so he knows the ins and outs of the business and everything like that, and he's absolutely spot on. He's absolutely spot on. How John Fisher, think about that. He's moving a team out of the Bay Area. You're really going to believe the fourth, fifth largest market in terms of media. And you're going to, like, no disrespect to Sacramento, but you're leaving the Bay Area? You're leaving? That's your answer? Unbelievable.
Wants a welfare check.
No doubt he wants a handout.
That's what this is all about.
A billionaire who wants another handout. Wants a handout. And like Larry said, he's tried to get him on. No, a lot of people, like Roz McDowell, was lucky to get him on. And I bet you, and Roz will admit it, and I don't know anything about it, but I bet you John Fisher probably had a PR director saying, okay, he's going to answer these and whatnot.
Yeah, because that's curated.
Who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
I would assume, not because Roz is...
No, Roz isn't like that.
No, but Roz is 100% journalism, but to get an interview like that, I'm sure there's some curation going on.
No doubt.
On Fisher's behalf. Absolutely.
No doubt. Let's go to Willa Marin. Will, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just, growing up as a kid, I was more of a, just like a baseball fan in general. Like, I didn't really have a team, and I had a single mom growing up, and so what she would do is she would take me to see my favorite players. She would save up money, and for like birthday presents or Christmas or something cool like that, she would save up money, get us some like really good tickets and to go see like my favorite players. And it was really awesome because the difference between even at Candlestick, the difference between like the Candlesticks and the AT&Ts and stuff, like, yeah, they were great venues, lots of history in them. I'm not hating on that. It was just the A's for me, like even from as a kid to even recently, it was just more of like an intimate kind of experience. Like you can get a little bit closer to the players. The staff isn't, you know, like if certain people don't show up in a section, they're not going to bark at you for getting a little bit closer, certain things like that. It was just awesome. And it's never going to be like that. Like, and I know what you guys were talking about. What made me call in was you hit it right, Bonte. It's the vibe. The vibe is so different. Like yeah. it's I've never been to a venue where you have a section of people banging on legit drummer line drums. You know, there's people passing joints throughout the stadium. It's just a different vibe. It's like a very family culture, and it's going to be missed. I'm going to miss just being bored on a Sunday, walking down to Hayward South Bart, hopping on, buying a ticket for $8 at the nosebleeds, waiting for people to leave and just walking down, talking to players. It's just, I'm going to miss it. It's an experience that I'll never forget and I'm grateful for. And I know that we're talking A's. I just want to give a shout out to the Raiders fans as well, because as a Ravens fan, I've been to multiple Raiders tailgates just walking through. Right. And I tell you what, man, it's such a myth of how they're disrespectful and rude. You can start at the parking lot and end at the other side, and by the time you're at the other side, you've had a plate of ribs, you've been smoked out five different times, you've been told, hey, good luck, and all of that, and all I'm saying is, like, I am going to miss that rich culture, so shout out to all the fans that are losing something. I don't know, my heart goes out to you guys. Thank you for making experiences for me as a different sports guy and a connoisseur, like, just having a great time. Like, thank you guys for just giving me great, awesome memories. Like, I love it, and I will miss it. So shout out to the A's and Raiders fans. Thank you guys for the hospitality, the awesome tree, and the great plates of ribs. You guys are awesome, and you'll always be missed. So shout out to the Oakland fan base. That's my heart really is going out for today. Shout out to you guys. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Well said, Will. Well said. And you talk about that vibe. I know we're going to get to Malcolm in South City before we end the show. At one point, Javier, Big Dog City, we're out there at the Raider game. And I was smiling ear to ear, Shasky. It was a Chiefs-Raiders game. Damon Hewitt was playing quarterback for the Chiefs. They won like 13-12.
He threw a bomb. Was kicking in?
Dude, no sticky icky that day. But I was smiling ear to ear because I was just like, honestly, what Will said, I was blown away by the vibe and the atmosphere at that game, because at that point, the Niners were struggling. And Candlestick was, you know, it was whatever. And then the beginning of Levi's Stadium, you're like, what's the vibe down here? Now it's gotten a lot better at Levi's. There's no doubt. Levi's rocks right now. But they were joking with me. It's like, I think Bonte's becoming a Raider fan. I'm like, no. I'm just embracing, like, I'm appreciating the vibe out here. But to Will's point, the tailgate. They were doing a couple Cupid Shuffle out there. And they were gigging. And then the game itself. And then all the costumes and the Raiders and all that stuff. And then you get to the A's and what happened there. It's fascinating that this is all ending today. That vibe is gone. Gone. Will they ever be able to recreate that? Will they? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
And at this point, I don't think anybody cares. Let's go to Malcolm in South City. Malcolm, what's happening?
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. It's a very sad day. I just wanted to talk about the time when I went to the Giants-A's game for the 1989 earthquake game. And we were sitting behind home plate. And luckily, it was 5:05, and it was still daylight. Otherwise, there'd be chaos at the end. And it was my wife started freaking out. We have all that on tape. There was a big show that my son had recorded. He's with NBC Sports. Yeah, he had recorded it, and all the players went on the field. And she says, "I ain't going back on the concrete. So I want to go on the field." So they said, "Ma'am, we'll arrest you." But there was a cop who was very nice. He took us down the stairs. And in the Giants game, you have to walk through the field to get to the players' gate. And Huss was coming up the stairs. He moved over a little bit. We got there, and they said they didn't take us out of the gate. So I went to Brett Butler. I said, Brett, I said, this is not a good time to ask you for your autograph. And he says, why are you asking? But it was World Series. And I'll never forget those memories, the Bash Brothers. My team is the Giants, but we lost that game. And before the game even started, I walked down the aisle. And Willie Mays and I forget the other baseball player, were going to throw out the first pitch. And I walked back up, and it started shaking. And believe me, some scary times. But memories I'll never forget. And the fact, I think after that occasion, they started putting restrictions on how people get out of the stadium. Because there was no restrict. There was no, the best place to be is on the field. Because, yeah. So I will be, I don't have a ticket today, but I just found a A's hat from my memorabilia. And I'm going to take BART and go there and see if I can get in. I'm 74 years old yesterday. And I love sports. I love sports. I've called you guys before.
Well, thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, Malcolm. Happy birthday. We all love sports.
Happy birthday to Steiny, too.
Yeah, Steiny's what, 65 now?
60. It's a big 60. Milestone. Oh, nah, for real. Like, it's legit.
He has an age well. No,
dude, he looks great. If I look as good as Steiny at that age,
if I look as good as Steiny at that age,
legit, bro.
I'm in trouble.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. Joe, get the numbers ready. My final thought is this. If we were going collection of uniforms over time, the Oakland A's have a top three uniform in all of baseball history. That's just my personal opinion, okay? I think that they're all yellows are so sick. That's number five if I was going to rank
number
them all
five.
Time. All right. Number four all
number
time.
Number four.
I think it's got to be the yellow top pullover ones. Love those ones. Number three.
Number three.
The all-white pullover with the giant A. Okay, I'm talking mid-70s giant A. Number two.
Number two.
The gray Oakland Old English cut sleeve. No doubt about it. And the number one uniform
number
of all time. For the Oakland A's, in my estimation, they're gray Oakland across the front. Just a simple with the elephant on the left. It's all time. I didn't even have the green jerseys on here. I'll tell you, they've got the dark green. They got the Kelly green. I think their uniforms. There's not a miss in the bunch. The only one that I would say, the black. Like that's I'm not
so
trying
funny
to be
you
a
say
hater.
That because it's iconic for me. The black with the dark hunter green.
But,
yeah,
but. Listen to the ones that I'm nailing.
Yeah.
The green long sleeve with the yellow cut sleeve. You know, the green, it's green under with the all time.
Yeah.
Yellow on yellow.
Yeah, no,
they don't have a bad uniform.
No,
they don't. My final thought is my thoughts are with the A's fans as they are waiting in the parking lot right now before the gates open for one last baseball game of the regular season. I had no plans to watch. I had no plans to watch baseball today. Got baby chairs. We're going to go to the playground. But you know what? Going to have to go back home and watch. And just, you know, sit there and just watch baseball history die in front of our eyes. History of Oakland, man. The rich history in Oakland when it comes to baseball. And all those great players. All those great managers. And all those great fans. It all comes to an end. So my final thoughts are with the A's fans. I feel for you. I really do. And that's Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. We will get to football tomorrow, I promise you. That'll happen on a football Friday. But in the meantime, A's fans, hang tough. Hang tight. Keep your chin up, man, and let those tears flow. We feel for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.